Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week's is a little sad. We are honoring Hispanic Elvis, who unfortunately passed away this past week. On March 30th, 2022, San Antonio lost a local icon. For those hanging out in San Antonio's Market Square, Hispanic Elvis was as much of a fixture as things like fiesta celebrations, great tacos, and the Alamo. Most knew him as Hispanic Elvis, and honestly, that was just how John Esquivel liked it, often refusing to give people his real name or age. In the 1960s, he was a musician and developed a love for performing before finding himself working in an auto body shop to get by. But about 20 years ago, he turned his talents to performing at Market Square, a well-loved destination for tourists and locals alike. Dressed as Elvis, he became as familiar during fiesta celebrations as fiesta medals or even the Battle of the Flowers. Hispanic Elvis became an icon outside of San Antonio as well, after videos of him became popular on the social media app TikTok. He loved entertaining, and that became even clearer as the world saw him pose with tourists for pictures and perform. He could often be seen riding his bike in sequins and even grocery shopping at the local chain HEB. The bike he rode, he referred to as his West Side limousine. Jailhouse Rock was supposedly his favorite Elvis song, and while he didn't ask for money, people often tipped him. Our Elvis was often seen at restaurants in the area like Mi Tienda. Mi Tienda is actually planning to create a large altar for him following the 2022 fiesta celebration. Just so you know how big of a deal that is, they also have an altar for Selena as well. Sadly, in March of 2022, Hispanic Elvis entered hospice care following an infection of the esophagus after a possible COVID-19 infection. He passed away on March 30th, 2022. If you do want to help support plans for his family, there is still a GoFundMe fundraiser that I will post on our website. It's kind of hard. It's interesting when you have like a local celebrity, because most people are like, what the heck is that? But then, you know, seeing the huge outpouring of support from locals and people who, you know, saw him when they were coming out to San Antonio and hanging out in Market Square, it's really, really cool to see that. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I definitely recommend taking a look at either our local San Antonio papers, like mysanantonio.com or Ken's 5, and there's even some stuff in the Houston Chronicle. So if you want to see pictures or see what Hispanic Elvis was all about, that's a great place to go. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you soon.